We will now switch our attention from heart sounds to lung sounds. Breath sounds, or normal lung sounds, are the sounds that accompany the movement of air in the tracheobronchial tree. In general, normal lung sounds are made by turbulent intraluminal airflow in large, greater than 2 millimeters in diameter, airways. As air moves through the larynx, into the trachea, and down the bronchial tree toward the alveoli, the velocity of the air movement progressively slows as the total cross-sectional area of the airways increases, and airflow becomes laminar and therefore soundless after the third generation of bronchi. Normal lung sounds differ with respect to both pitch, frequency, loudness, intensity, and timing when listened to over various parts of the animal's neck and chest. For example, listen now to normal lung sounds heard over the trachea, called tracheal breath sounds. Note that these sounds are heard well on both inspiration and expiration, and they are higher pitched and much louder than normal sounds heard over the central thorax. Listen now to lung sounds as heard over the central thorax, where they are called bronchial breath sounds. Louder on inspiration than expiration, lower pitched than in the trachea, and softer than tracheal breath sounds. Finally, listen now to the softest normal breath sounds, which are known as bronchovesicular or vesicular breath sounds, as they might be heard over the thoracic lung fields. The term bronchovesicular or vesicular breath sounds is known now to be a misnomer, although it is still in common use. Vesicular implies that sound is made in the alveoli, the vesicles of the lung, which is not true. These sounds are simply tracheal and bronchial sounds that are transmitted through the lung parenchyma and chest wall. Note that they are heard much better on inspiration, they are nearly silent or even absent in some animals on expiration, and they are always much softer and lower pitched than either bronchial sounds heard over the central thorax or the tracheal sounds that you heard over the trachea. The lung parenchyma is made up of alveoli, small airways, capillaries, and supporting tissues. The lung parenchyma is a generally poor conductor of high-frequency sound. The sound-transmitting ability of the lung parenchyma can be thought of as similar to that of a foam-like mix of air and water. The less dense the lung parenchyma, in other words, the more air in the mix, the slower the sound transmission and the quieter the lung sounds will be at the chest wall. The denser the lung parenchyma, or the more water or solid tissue in the parenchyma, the louder the lung sounds at the chest wall. This is one important reason why normal breath sounds are generally louder at the chest wall in patients with pulmonary edema or pneumonia, lungs with greater fluid in them than normal. The chest wall is also an important factor affecting sound transmission from the lung parenchyma to a stethoscope at the chest surface. It has been estimated that the acoustical mismatch between the sound-transmitting properties of the lung parenchyma and the chest wall decreased sound transmission by an order of magnitude, causing clinically significant changes in the timing, loudness, pitch, and quality of both normal and abnormal lung sounds. Because the chest wall has such a profound effect on the transmission of lung sounds, clinicians need to consider the animal's body conformation and chest wall thickness, including the hair coat, when judging the intensity of lung sounds heard over a patient's chest. For example, it may be almost impossible to hear normal lung sounds in some morbidly obese cats, even in the absence of cardiopulmonary disease. When pleural effusion or pneumothorax is present, the normal tidal volume is reduced, and an additional acoustical interface is introduced between the lung and the chest wall. The intensity of the normal breath sounds heard over regions of the thorax affected by pleural disease can be diminished by both of these pathophysiologic mechanisms. Animals with significant pleural disease usually take shallow breaths from a relatively low lung volume, decreasing the intensity of the normal lung sounds produced. In addition, the additional acoustical interface of pleural fluid or air reflects some of the sound produced away from the chest wall, contributing to the observation that normal lung sounds are difficult to hear in animals with pleural disease. The intensity of the normal lung sounds is best judged by carefully listening to a few breaths in comparable locations on each side of the chest of a standing animal, and comparing the intensity and timing of the sounds heard in comparable locations on the left and right hemithorax. Allowances must be made for the animal's body conformation and condition, as well as for any asymmetries in their hair coat, chest wall structure, or posture. Abnormal lung sounds. At the 10th meeting of the International Lung Sounds Association in 1985, a nomenclature committee agreed that all adventitial lung sounds could and should be described by a scheme that included only the terms crackles, fine and coarse, wheezes, and ronchi. Each of these terms refers to a group of abnormal lung sounds that can be identified and described acoustically, but none of them are associated with an absolutely consistent mechanism or location of sound production. See tables 4-1 and 4-2. These terms are fairly widely accepted in veterinary medicine, although the term RAL, generally meaning crackle, is still in use by some clinicians. Crackles can be defined as short duration, less than 20 milliseconds, non-musical lung sounds. These sounds are sometimes divided into fine crackles and coarse crackles, depending mostly on the overall acoustical impression they make on the listener. Some clinicians define coarse crackles as those that can be heard at the mouth. Crackles in general are associated with conditions where some airways are closed, and crackles are produced by the opening or compression of small airwaves, causing them to make the short, explosive sound we recognize as a crackle. Crackles occur most often at the beginning or end of inspiration, or at the end of expiration. Crackles generally indicate the presence of pulmonary pathology in small animals, but the sound itself has no pathognomonic clinical correlates. Animals with bronchitis, pulmonary edema, pneumonia, or pulmonary fibrosis may all have crackles, although the timing and intensity of their crackles may differ, and their clinical presentations may be quite distinct. Early inspiratory crackles are often associated with obstructive lung diseases, such as chronic bronchitis and asthma. End or late inspiratory crackles are generally associated with restrictive pulmonary disease, such as interstitial fibrosis, pneumonia, and heart failure with pulmonary congestion. Secretions in the large airways are often present when crackles are heard on both inspiration and expiration. Now listen to this recording of high-pitched or fine crackles typical of interstitial lung disease and heart failure. The beeping sound at the beginning of some of these recordings denotes onset of inspiration. Now listen to this recording of low-pitched or coarse crackles, typical of chronic bronchitis. Listen now to a recording of end or late inspiratory crackles that could be associated with interstitial lung disease, pulmonary edema, or pneumonia. Listen now to a recording of a dog with crackles associated with bronchitis. Note the sinus arrhythmia in the background, which is more typical of pulmonary disease than heart failure. Wheezes are much longer sounds than crackles, greater than 100 milliseconds in duration. They are relatively high-pitched musical sounds, often greater than 1,000 Hz in frequency, caused by vibrations of either airway walls or vibrations set up between a structure such as a mucus plug or a mass and a bronchial wall associated with a narrowing of the airway. While small airway constriction associated with asthma provides the classic clinical cause of wheezing, wheezes can attend other conditions that cause either temporary or permanent small airway narrowing, including but not limited to pulmonary edema, pneumonia, bronchitis, fibrosis, or interluminal or compressive neoplasia. The presence of wheezes should be taken as a sign of pulmonary pathology, but they are not pathognomonic for any single disease, and they are not all caused by a uniform pathophysiologic mechanism. Listen now to a recording of an animal with wheezes, as might be heard associated with asthma. Ronchi are also long sounds, greater than 100 milliseconds, but they are low-pitched, less than 300 hertz, in contrast to wheezes. Ronchi are produced by either vibrations of large airways, similar to a wheeze, or by the breakup of air-fluid interfaces, as would be heard when there is significant amounts of exudate in a large airway. Ronchi are often snoring-type sounds that are easily heard. Their presence indicates either upper airway collapse or signals the presence of abnormal accumulations of secretions in large airways. Listen now to a recording of ronchi. Strider describes a harsh sound generally heard on inspiration and caused by laryngeal or other large airway obstruction. Expiratory stridor can sometimes be heard with intrathoracic tracheal collapse. Situations that increase respiratory rate and depth, such as exercise and excitement, may bring on clinically obvious stridor in an animal with normal respiratory sounds at rest. Listen now to a dog with stridor. Laryngeal paralysis and brachycephalic airway syndrome are the most common causes of inspiratory stridor and stertor in dogs. Several breeds, including Labrador Retrievers, Bouvier de Flandre, Siberian Huskies, Dalmatians, Rottweilers, St. Bernards, and Newfoundlands are predisposed to laryngeal paralysis. Laryngeal paralysis generally affects middle-aged to older animals, sometimes in association with hypothyroidism. Some patients with laryngeal paralysis also have a history of a change in the quality of their bark. The sound they make is usually much less dramatic than the above example of nearly complete upper airway obstruction, but is still diagnostically useful. Listen to the inspiratory stridorous component of the respiratory sounds of a panting Labrador with partial laryngeal paralysis. Note that on a normal panting dog, inspiration is silent or nearly so. This completes our study of lung sounds. We will now present four unknowns. After determining the correct answers, fill in the appropriate blanks in your guidebook. Sound heard in a dyspneic cat with history of coughing. Lung sounds in a 10-year-old West Highland Terrier with coughing. Lung sounds in a 3-year-old asymptomatic beagle. inspiratory sounds in a 12-year-old male Labrador retriever with exercise-induced dyspnea. This concludes the audio course on heart sounds, lung sounds, murmurs, and arrhythmias. Doctors Smith, Keene, and Tilley hope that this CD and booklet have been educational and will stimulate you to further your understanding through careful auscultation. Thank you.